Same question, still no answer. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's Monday. Are the jobs back yet? No, apparently not. And it all seems to be coming to a head. We're now 3 weeks from default, and what's just as scary, unemployment benefits finally run out in December, even the extended ones. During the weekly GOP address, Washington State Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers said she gets it.
Where are the jobs?
And she said there's now a GOP plan to bring them back.
We're focused on implementing our plan for America's job creators, which is designed to remove government barriers to private sector job growth.
The Democrats certainly haven't been able to fix it, so thank God the Republicans are ready to jump in. But I have to say that so far, it looks pretty familiar. Friday, the Republican-controlled House voted 336 to 87 to raise defense spending to $639 billion, $17 billion more than the president wanted, including money to buy a C-17 cargo plane the Pentagon didn't even ask for. I know, it keeps the Boeing production line in Long Beach, California going. But hey, I thought the government wasn't supposed to create jobs. Which is it? I don't think anybody knows. Politicians come up with this plan or that plan, but the one question they never answer is the same question they begin their speeches with.
Where are the jobs?
Let's get the answer. Time's running out. Did you see this? The Albertsons grocery chain is ripping out those annoying self-checkout stations, the ones that keep saying,
unexpected item in bag.
Yeah. Companies have run out of people to fire. Now they're even firing the machines. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.